Well, whatever you want to talk about, there's nothing planned. And as you know, the hours won't be long because you'll probably start feeling tired. And that'll either be because I'm boring or that something's happening. And what we're looking for is to try and raise the level of consciousness, eh? Now, we could talk about all the problems that you have at home and all your financial problems. We could talk about all your hang-ups from childhood. We could talk about all those things, those disorders. But it'd be a total waste of time. That's what the Freudians and the other people have been doing for years. And it's all nonsense. All it is doing is creating a sickness. Now, I'll come back to that, and I want to tie a few things together. And you see if you can figure out what I'm trying to get you to tie together. Because it's you that must find the answer. I can't tell you. But I can tell you the dangers, the pitfalls, and what to look for. And one of them is to leave the past alone. Like the whole Freudian theory. Leave it alone. Because the past now is only an illusion. It's past, it's gone, it's dead, it's finished. And all that remains are your memories of it. Your sick memories. Your memories that are making you upset now. The memories that stop you from seeing the world as it really is. Now that illusion, that past, as they say, is just an illusion now. It's no longer the reality. We've hit two levels. And each level that we've talked about just now, each one has been a different world. A different reality. You've got to learn to change your realities. You change your world. And the world you're looking for doesn't belong to the senses or the common sense or the intellectual knowledge that you know of now. That's not what you're looking for. Now, I don't care what anybody in this room says they're looking for. You're all looking for the same thing. If you're looking for peace of mind, what you're doing, you're looking for an answer that must come from another reality. It's a different world. It's a spiritual world. It's pure wisdom. It's the very essence of what you are. Now we're going on another level. We've already talked about three different worlds, three different realities. We've talked about the stupidity of looking for the answer in your problems from the past. We've talked about seeing as high as the intellectual mind can talk, and seeing with your high intelligence, and we're leaving that. And now we're going into a spiritual world. You must take it. And how you take it is ignore completely what I'm saying. Sit still inside. Stop trying to figure it out. And let a feeling come. And the feeling can be one of peace, of quietness, of stillness, or it could bring an insight. And an insight is another reality, the spiritual world that Christ talked about, starting to come true to a certain stage. And there's no end to the stage. Because what you've got to realize, that the world, the entire world, is the illusion. It's not just the past that was the illusion. You bring it up to date, and you're still in the illusion. It's a dream. It's a cosmic, divine dream. And what is known as Christ consciousness is just that part of consciousness that carries messages direct from the illusion to the Creator. Your Christ consciousness is what makes your thoughts come true. Always. You are it. You can't even exist without it. Because that's what the world is. It's a ball of consciousness. This ball of consciousness is God. It's absolutely, there is no shape, no form, there is nothing. There's just pure, unadulterated, divine consciousness. See, everybody on earth lives in a different world. Everybody on earth sees a different reality. Everybody. And then there's an infinite amount more. But most everybody live in a natural reality where everything is materialistic, where everything is hand-done, where everything is materialistic, so therefore you get the greed and you get the hate and you get everything else. That's not what you're looking for. Look for a spiritual answer. And once you get a spiritual realization, the psychology that all the doctors in the world have been looking for centuries, is yours. Because it's God-given. It's spiritually given. It's naturally yours. It's always been yours. You're not finding anything new. You see, I don't care who it is. I don't care, honest, and I don't care what your problem is. And I'm talking to everybody in this room. In 1 second, I don't care what the problem is, it can be gone. If you can see the answer. And the answer is always, always there, because God never made anything wrong. Because what God is, what you term as God, is not a human being. And if anybody ever tells you that God takes this shape and that shape and came down, they have no idea what they're talking about. Because God is not an individual thing or a person. God just is. And God has no judgment. The only judgment that takes place is in your mind and my mind and other human beings' minds. That's the only judgment. You ever hear the old story, history repeats itself because nobody ever grows. You take the consciousness of mankind 200 years ago to now, it's grown so little. I don't think there'd be an instrument here on earth that could measure it. They still go to war, they still create inflation, they still greed, they still bigotry, they still religious riots and killings. It never stops. It just changes. It just changes form. When a human being gets fed up with it, he says, no more of this, I don't want to do this anymore. So all they do is they change the form. And they say, oh, that's better. It's not any better. It's the same thing, just a different form. Because they've got bored, they're killing each other, so one of you's got peace there. And, whatever goes on in your head, is what creates your reality. And if you ever think that you can cheat life, forget it. Because what you give, you receive. And if you can ever see that, then you can walk through life real clear. They talk about the Word holding the secret to life, eh? It's beyond the Word. The Word is just the guide. Then you got to slip beyond the Word to find a feeling, to get that insight into the spiritual world. It honestly is a spiritual world. I can't. I know it's impossible to explain, but we're looking for a feeling. It's a spiritual world. It's buzzing spiritual, non-formed energy coming into essence because of your mind. It's all thought. If you have a hang-up from a past, it's a thought. Everything is thought. Totally everything is thought. And okay, then you start thinking in your own mind, now I wonder if that's true or right or wrong. You've missed it, eh? But that doesn't matter because we've all got here together. And we know why we're here together. Because if you weren't ready to listen to truth, you wouldn't be here. It's that simple. It's honestly that simple. It's the same energy that you've got, that I've got, getting together. And all we're doing right now is pouring out energy. And if you pick up that energy, what you're doing is picking up God. And God is the absolute consciousness of all things. Now, God being the consciousness of everything knows total everything. Now, it's not a person. I'm going to say that again. It's just energy. Just energy. And never mind trying to find out individually how it all works. It doesn't work that way. Because you're connected to God through your Christ consciousness. You are God playing a game. When you realize how your game, your connection to this thing called God or life or mastermind, same thing, as soon as you get that connection, you're connected to everybody in the world. Because we're all the same thing. Life's an endless thing. You can't come to the end of it. And somewhere along the line, you've got to... If you see all the sadness in life, okay, this may sound callous, but believe me, this is the purest love I can tell you. If you see sadness in life, so that makes you sad, so somebody turns around and says, you're a real nice person because you're crying, you're always sad for the sad people. All you're doing is making yourself sad. And you're doing no good for anybody because you're sad. All you're doing is creating more sadness. You've taken up their disease. Huh? But if you can see the division, the spiritual division, never mind what you're seeing here, never mind. Like I've told a lot of these people, when the patients come in, don't see them as patients. If you see them as sick, then you're sick. See them as they're playing, they're unfolding in life. They're not sick. Treat them that way and you'll heal them. It goes for everybody here. And when I say sick, I don't mean sick, sick. I mean lostness. Because all lostness is sickness. Sickness of mind. It's the master mind. That's what the Eastern philosophers talk about. That's what the mystics talk about. And that master mind is God. See, people say, well, how can mind be God? Well, God's everything. Then they say, but God and his mind are different. His mind. They missed it. They split it. They created two worlds. It looks like two worlds, but there's only one. It's like, okay, we were at Nanaimo River the other day, eh? These friends were with us and we showed them the Nanaimo River. It was a beautiful place. And here's this beautiful river running down. And that's all my friend could see, was the river. And I said to him, do you know where it comes from? He says, no. And I says, Nanaimo Lakes. Now, there we've got Nanaimo Lakes, okay? That's the high. Then you've got the natural, the lower, which is the river. You need the two of them, eh? But there is no Nanaimo River. Nanaimo River is only a name. It's really the overflow from Nanaimo Lakes. It's the same with you. You're the overflow. And what you do is you fight outstream. And you fight, and you fight, and you fight, instead of realizing you're already there. You're part of that whole system. The river and the lake are the same, just like man and God are the same. We go to pray to get God to help us, okay? But what we don't realize, we've already got it. It's only our own ignorance that we can't see it. We haven't unfolded enough, but we've already got it. And once you find spiritual truth, it unfolds psychological truth, because they're both the same thing. If you find out what mind is, you find out what God is, because mind and God are the same thing. The Father and Son in one, Christ consciousness, God, call it whatever you want. But truly, the quickest way to give up all your problems and get yourself in A1 shape is to find that part of you, inside you, that spiritual essence that's connected to God. So let's go for a lunch and we'll come back in and play that.